Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical day, Monday of the fifth week of Lent. The Gospel according to John. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, You testify on your own behalf, so your testimony cannot be verified. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony can be verified, because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by appearances, but I do not judge anyone. And even if I should judge, my judgment is valid, because I am not alone, but it is I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law, it is written that the testimony of two men can be verified. I testify on my own behalf, and so does the Father who sent me. So they said to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the treasury in the temple area. But no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. Commentary by Father Jordi Pascual from Salt, Spain. I am the light of the world. Today, Jesus gives us a picture of himself that fills with meaning the life of those of us that, despite our many deficiencies, wish to follow him. I am the light of the world. Jesus' person, his teachings and his examples of life are light that enlightens our entire existence, whether in good times or in moments of suffering or contradiction. What does that mean? That under any circumstance in which we may find ourselves, such as in our work, in our relations with others, in our relation to God, in our joys and in our pains, we may ponder, what did Jesus do in a similar situation? We can always look into the Gospels and reply, I will do the very same thing. To that end, St. John Paul II incorporated to the Holy Rosary a compendium of the Gospels, as he himself recalls. The mysteries on the public life of Jesus, what he calls the mysteries of light. Thus, the Holy Father said, Declare the beloved Son of the Father at the baptism in the Jordan. Christ is the one who announces the coming of the kingdom, bears witness to it in his works, and proclaims its demands. Jesus is light, and whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. As his own disciples, the Lord also invites us to be light for the world, to shine a light of hope amidst the violence, mistrust, and fear of our brothers and sisters. A light of faith amidst their darkness, doubts, and questions. A light of love amidst the many lies, bitterness, and passions that surround us. The Holy Father, as a backdrop to all the mysteries of light, reminds us of Mary's words at the wedding feast at Cana. Do whatever he tells you. This is the right way for Jesus to be the light of the world, and for us to be able to illuminate with this same light.